Well, this is a fun time in your school career when you start learning about puberty.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm not going to play the videos, but we did get a hold of the links to the videos that will be played for the fifth graders.
Yeah.
Is that earlier than it was when you guys were young?
I'm trying to think because I think I learned about it when I moved up here. So if I moved up here, that would have been seventh grade.
That's what I thought. I Miss Quinn, I remember my health teacher.
Mr. Dick.
No.
What?
Yes. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Hold on a minute.
Your face was the best face I've seen in a while.
How has this not been brought up before?
Mr. Dick was the health teacher.
Your health teacher was named Mr. Dick.
Why?
That's his name.
That was his name.
His last name is Dick?
Yeah. I had a teacher, a professor in college who was Dr. Payne.
but he was actually
one of the nicest guys.
Todd White. I don't know. That's his name.
It's his name.
He has a last name of D-I-C-K.
Yeah, it was Mr. Dick, and he taught health.
Wow.
Yep.
What's his first name?
I've never heard that as a last name. I've heard of, obviously, it as, you know, first name.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember his first name?
No,
I'll
have to Google it.
I wonder if this was instant Bonnie Eagle.
Yeah, it was Bonnie Eagle. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Poor man must have went through.
I know.
H-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd.
With that name,
we're talking about Mr. Dick, and you're going to spell H-E-L-L.
I don't know what I can say what I can't right now. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm
trying to be
nervous.
Good, and then I get yelled at.
The guy's name again. Let me just be
clear.
It was not a nickname. Family name. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so he was our health teacher, and it's mortifying to learn about this in school.
Here we go. Here's the there's the male video and the female video. Which one do you want first?
Female.
The female. Okay.
Because
it's going to make me and Todd more.
Yeah, and look, well,
female also.
I'm going to learn about myself. Look, there's a lot of things going on I probably don't even know.
Okay, here we go.
That's just weird, Kelly.
Okay.
Just like people's bodies vary in their appearance, people's sexual and reproductive body parts can also look different from person to person. Most people have internal and external reproductive parts. A person who is biologically female will have external parts that include the vulva. The vulva is made up of the pubic mound.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not going to keep playing this. This is getting very descriptive. So imagine this is fifth graders. So imagine a fifth grade class hearing this. Had the giggles, right?
Yes.
I mean, we can't even get through it with, you know, us.
I mean, it's impossible. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
This is the worst part of school, don't you think? It was this health class. It was like so embarrassing.
It is, but it's also, you know, it's so important that it's not, you know.
Totally.
I mean, we really shouldn't be giggling and laughing. It's just body parts and,
well,
you know. But
that's human nature.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And thankfully, thankfully they're doing this in school because I don't want to have to talk about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'll do the basics, but I'm not getting into mounds. Okay? Nah.
So like, there's a mound.
What are the ovaries compared to, size-wise? I'm just scrolling through the video.
Quarters?
Which, by the way.
Grapes?
Nope.
Grapefruits.
You're close, though. Grapefruits? No.
Grapefruits? My God, you need to go to a doctor. Blueberry.
Almonds.
Almonds. Okay.
So that's the size.
I would never have ever in a million years guessed an almond.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
You know, like, I bet a lot of adults could brush up on
their...
Here
we got the fallopian tubes.
That's connects
so
things, right?
Cervix.
Oh, boy.
All right, let me check out the male video.
Oh, yeah,
there's not
what's
much.
Going on there?
It's all outside, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like most people's bodies vary widely in their appearance, people's reproductive organs also vary greatly in the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
A person whose biological sex is male generally has a penis, a scrotum containing two testicles, and an anus that are visible on the outside of their bodies.
Well, if they're naked,
doesn't everybody?
I mean,
people are going to be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Wow, we're getting into some interesting.
Why doesn't a female have an anus visible on the outside of her body?
Well, we just haven't gone there yet.
I just didn't get to that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they just left that
part
out.
What are you, jealous, Todd? The way Todd said that, Blake, was like, wait a minute, I want an anus.
Confused.
How come I don't get one?
I was pretty sure that all anuses were visible on the outside of the body.
Well, it depends on the, you know.
The body?
How you're walking, I guess.
That's true. That's true.
Well, that's fun. So, yeah. It's that time.
Yes, it
the
is.
The most wonderful,
wonderful time.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.